news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Now, Representative Terry Collins' abortion ban bill gets voted on by the Senate, now moves to Governor Ivey for a signature. All the details on that story when we come back, plus more headlines. Right now, let's check traffic with Kane.
Good morning for the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are clear so far. Light traffic across the Bayway and the Causeway from Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fort. And again, northbound 65 from Pritchard, Chickasaw to Saraland. We've had light traffic on the way in this morning. Bay City Collision at 740 Lakeside Drive can help with those dents and dings. Stop by for a free estimate. With over 40 years experience, Bay City Collision has a highly trained staff. See them on Facebook and call 666-6516. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This hour of Mobile Mornings brought to you by family-owned Azalea Coffee Service. Proudly serving Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties for over 30 years. Azalea Coffee Service, 675-9178, 675-9178.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, clear and pleasant with lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, sunny and warmer with afternoon readings in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
25 ayes, 6 nays, 1 abstention. House Bill 314 passes.
All right, that's what it sounded like yesterday in Montgomery when Alabama senators voted through the bill that was brought by Representative Terry Collins. And it would be, if signed by Governor Ivey, the most restrictive abortion bill in the United States. Passed a near-total ban on abortion yesterday, sending this bill to Governor Ivey. She has a week or so to sign this. The Senate voted, as you heard, 25-6 for a bill that would make performing an abortion at any stage of pregnancy a felony punishable by up to 99 years or life in prison. Only exception would be when a woman's health is at serious risk. This bill was brought by Terry Collins, and she had more to say on this yesterday. The reasoning behind this bill, first of all, like we've said for, I don't know, a month and a half on this show and the midday show, it's to challenge Roe versus Wade.
My goal with this bill is not to hurt them in any way. My goal with this bill, and I think all of our goal, is to have Roe versus Wade turned over and that decision ability be able to be sent back to the states so that we can come up with our laws that address and include amendments and things that address those issues. It's designed in every way to do just that. That's why we were trying to keep it just as it was to address the issue that Roe versus Wade was decided on, which is that baby in the womb a person? In Alabama law, it's a person. Our people in Alabama voted last fall. We believe that, and we believe that's what it's aimed at.
All right, and you don't have to read too far between the lines that the fact that it is the most restrictive in the nation. Now, mind you, there are at least five other states, that have passed similar bills trying to challenge Roe versus Wade. The most restrictive and the first really out of the gates is the state of Alabama, as it is a mechanism, the idea that I think ACLU has already filed a lawsuit, or maybe it will be filed today, that is to be expected. It was by design, but it didn't stop the debate yesterday in Montgomery. Here's Vivian Davis Figures and Clyde Chambliss.
You want to make the decision for that woman that's what she has to do.
I want to make the decision for that child.
Well, Senator, you know there is no law in this country on the books that says what a man can or cannot do with his body. To take that choice away from that person who had such a traumatic act committed against them, to be left with the residue of that person, if you will, to have to bring that child into this world and be reminded of that every single day. Some people can do that. You know, some people can, but some can't.
And of course, that reference into the, once again, rape and or incest, not reasons for abortions in Terry Collins' bill and the law that is, will be law if signed by Governor Ivey. I think she probably will sign this. We'll talk more about this in depth with Jeff Poore when he joins us in the 8 o'clock hour. And, of course, you, your voice at 343-0106. All right, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock, now more headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Tragedy in Pritchard as a house fire claims the life of a four-year-old little boy. Pritchard fire officials responded to the home on Myers Road around 2:30 p.m. Tuesday afternoon. Inside that home was a mom and her two small children, ages 2 and 4 years old. Authorities say mom was able to get her two-year-old out of the house and to safety, but when she tried to go back inside the home to get her four-year-old son, she could not get back inside. The flames were just too intense. At this hour, the family is not being named, but we do know mom remains hospitalized and the investigation into what started the fire continues. Funeral arrangements have not yet been released for the four-year-old little boy. An Alabama man's execution is scheduled for this Thursday after the nation's highest court rules they will not review his case and they've declined to issue a stay. 42-year-old Michael Samra is set to be executed by lethal injection Thursday at 6 p.m. for his role in the 1997 murder of two Pelham adults and two children ages 6 and 7 at their home. His attorneys appealed the U.S. Supreme Court, arguing that since he was just a teenager at the time of the quadruple slayings that he was convicted of, that he should be prohibited from being executed. Samro was 19, and his co-defendant was then 16-year-old Mark Duke, charged with killing Mark Duke's father, Randy, his fiance, and her two daughters. Samra was convicted of capital murder in 1998 and was sentenced to death for his role in the killings. Now, Samra's attorneys have argued in court filings that the Eighth Amendment bans the execution of offenders under the age of 21 at the time of the crimes. In 2005, the U.S. Supreme Court banned execution for people who were under the age of 18 at the time of their crimes. Samra's attorneys say that this ruling should be modified due to, quote, evolving standards of decency. Mark Duke was also sentenced to death, but his sentence was eventually overturned and changed to life in prison following that 2005 ruling. Samra's attorneys have also asked Governor Kay Ivey for clemency. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A Baldwin County deputy was injured in a crash last night. It happened around 9 o'clock at the Magnolia Speedway gas station at Highway 98 and Highway 49 in Magnolia Springs. The Baldwin County Sheriff's Office says the deputy injured his leg. The other driver received minor injuries. The cars also slammed into one of the gas pumps, knocking it over. A double shooting in Mobile. Authorities are looking for the gunman. The suspect is 38-year-old Victor Terrence. The shooting happened on Crossley Hill Drive last night around 9 o'clock. One person shot in the head but is expected to survive. Another person was shot in the abdomen and was critically injured. Despite giving out 6,900 free hepatitis A vaccines last week, the state of Florida saw an increase in new cases. The Department of Health announced 92 cases of the contagious liver disease during the week ending May 11th. It's the highest number of cases reported since the outbreak began last year. In Escambia, Okaloosa, and Santa Rosa counties, 8 or less per 100,000 people have hepatitis A. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News.
My name is Dr. Luke Caponosi, president of the Common Sense Campaign. Please call Governor Ivey and Senator Shelby to stop the tolls for the proposed new I-10 Bay Bridge. Consider the following. Tolls could be $6 or higher for 55 years, one of the highest and longest tolls in the United States. The $6 toll has a frequent user reduction of a paltry 15%. Do the math. For a round trip, you could pay up to $4,380 per year. The I-59, I-20, $750 million bridge through downtown Birmingham has no tolls planned. Other segments of I-10 have been replaced in neighboring states, Florida and Louisiana, without imposing tolls. Call Governor Ivey at 334-242-7100, Senator Shelby's Mobile office at 251-694-4164, and go to MobileRiverBridge.com to express your opposition to the planned tolls.
The New Orleans Pelicans win the grand prize in last night's NBA draft lottery. Golden State picks up where they left off in Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals, and the Boston Bruins are one win away from the Stanley Cup Finals. 6:16 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. We'll lead off this morning with some great news for New Orleans Pelicans fans. Last night, with a 6% chance of winning the number one overall pick in this year's entry draft, the Pelicans' ping pong ball was drawn last, giving them that highly coveted number one overall selection.
The second pick will be made by the Memphis Grizzlies, and that means that the number one pick in the 2019 NBA draft goes to the New Orleans Pelicans.
The Pelicans are expected to draft Duke's Zion Williamson with that draft pick, which would give them the most wanted NBA prospect since LeBron James.
When you saw New Orleans got the number one pick, you didn't think for a second, oh, I could be in New Orleans?
It's definitely a possibility, but, I mean, it's not sure until it actually happens.
Uh-huh. Have you ever been before?
I've never been.
Memphis also defied the lottery odds, now hold the number two selection in this year's draft. The New York Knicks will pick third, followed by the LA Lakers, who jumped from the 11th spot to number four in the draft because of the lottery. The Phoenix Suns and Cleveland Cavaliers each were likely to earn a top three pick, but they fell to fifth and sixth place in next month's upcoming draft. In the NBA playoffs following the draft lottery, Golden State defeated Portland 116-94. Steph Curry made 9 three-pointers and scored 36 points for the Warriors in the win.
Curry for three. It's good. Steph Curry lighting it up. His 8th three-pointer of the game.
Portland was led by Damian Lillard with 19 points and C.J. McCollum with 17, but they defensively allowed Curry too much space, and he made him pay for it. The Warriors now lead the Western Conference Finals 1-0, with Game 2 set for tomorrow night in Oakland. Tonight, Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals, with the Milwaukee Bucks hosting the Toronto Raptors. The Bucks right now favored by 6 points. They tip off at 7:30 tonight. In the NHL playoffs last night, the Boston Bruins beat Carolina 2-1 in Carolina to take a commanding 3-0 lead in the Eastern Conference Final. Bruins goalie Tuukka Rask stopped 35 of 36 shots to earn a first star of the game. All three of the game's goals were scored in the second period, with Brad Marchand scoring the eventual winner on a power play.
McAvoy eventually across the Marchand, strips to the slot.
Bruins now one win away from reaching the Stanley Cup Finals. They could clinch that spot tomorrow night in Game 4 at Carolina. In college baseball, the South Alabama Jaguars baseball team lost at Tulane 11-1, ending an 8-game win streak for the Jags. Later this week, they'll wrap up the regular season with a 3-game home series against rival Troy University. Game 1 is Thursday night at 6:30. Jags still one game behind Georgia Southern for the lead in the Sun Belt's East Division. In minor league ball last night, the Mobile Bay Bears lost their 5th game in a row, falling to the Jackson Generals 8-7. Tonight, the Bay Bears will attempt to avoid being swept when they host the Generals for the final game of the 5-game series. First pitch at the Hank set for 6:35. In the Major League, St. Louis hit 4 home runs and crushed the Atlanta Braves 14-3. Milwaukee beat Philadelphia 6-1. Wilson Ramos hit a grand slam, and the New York Mets defeated Washington 6-2. Tampa Bay shut out Miami 4-0. Colorado beat the Red Sox 5-4. And the L.A. Dodgers got a win over San Francisco 6-3. And also the Chicago Cubs beat Cincinnati last night 3-1. 6:20 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
Free, 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 free. Everybody loves free, right? I mean, whoever said no to receiving a free gift? Like maybe one person ever? Well, if you love free gifts, now's a great time to make the switch to Century Bank. You could earn free gifts all year round. Visit your neighbors at Century Bank today to learn more. Century Bank, we take banking personally. Visit centurybank.net. Member FDIC, bank rules and regulations apply. Free gift is provided at account opening.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, clear and pleasant with lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, sunny and warmer with afternoon readings in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dauphin Street in Mobile.
Contests on FM Talk 106.5 are open to persons 18 years of age or older. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Void where prohibited by law. Unless otherwise stated, all prizes must be claimed in person at FM Talk 106.5 studios during regular business hours. All prizes must be claimed within 14 days of winning. No substitution is permitted, and for all prizes with a value over $600, winners must complete a prize claim form. Present a valid Social Security number and will be issued an IRS Form 1099 for the fair market value. Winners are responsible for all applicable title and registration fees and any state, local, and federal taxes. FM Talk 106.5 WAVH, their employees, owners, and agents are not responsible for liabilities arising directly or indirectly from the award or use of the prize. Bigler Broadcasting reserves the right to revise these rules at any time. For a complete copy of the FM Talk 106.5 official contest rules, visit us during regular business hours. 900 Western America Circle, Suite 106, Mobile.
Hi, it's Paul Feinbaum. College football season never ends. We're your home for coast-to-coast coverage of the game you love.
Paul Feinbaum, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center Accident Free. Conditions continue. A nice ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. Coming into Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fort. For now, Tillman's Corner and Theodore also checking it accident free. Heading up towards Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland. It's a good ride. Built in the 1890s, Azalea Manor at 751 Dolphin Street in downtown Mobile's got a great summer special where you get the facility for free. Just treat your guests to Host Bar. Get all the details at AzaleaManorMobile.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
623 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. This segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. It's my buddy Trey and his crew working in Mobile and Baldwin counties, homes, businesses, shops, storage units. Listen, wherever you got junk, you need it gone, you need 1-800-GOT-JUNK. And it's convenient as well because they're going to give you an actual appointment time. Not a spectrum of time. They'll give you a day and a specific time. They'll show up. They'll quote you a price on the job. And if you say yes, they get right to work. Get it done quickly, efficiently. It's 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Online, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Make that appointment today. Now let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A group of kayakers make a gruesome discovery in Mobile on Dog River as a male body was discovered in the water just after 6 p.m. on Monday evening. The group was headed out on a sunset paddle in hopes of spotting some manatees when they found the body between McVeigh Drive and I-10. After finding the male body around 6:15 p.m., the group of kayakers then contacted the police. Then Mobile Police and their investigators secured that area. That area had recently reported multiple manatee sightings over the last couple of days. Police have not yet confirmed the victim's name nor where he was from or how long the victim may have been in the water. The investigation is ongoing at this hour. This morning, Mobile police need your help to find a shirtless suspected car thief. Just before 4 a.m. on Tuesday, police were patrolling the area and they passed the driver of a 2013 Buick LaCrosse, and that's when the man covered up his face as he was driving near Highmont Road and Woodside Drive. But once the officer observed that peculiar behavior, they then followed the man to a driveway on Browder Drive. And when authorities ran that license plate, the vehicle came up stolen from last Thursday, May the 9th. Surveillance video in the carport of that driveway captured video of the man taking off, but not before getting a really good look at him. The suspect's described as being shirtless, wearing red shorts, and carrying a white T-shirt. He's also described as a white male between 5'8" to 6 feet tall, approximately 180 pounds, with brown hair. You're encouraged to contact the Mobile Police Department at 251-208-7211 if you have any information which can lead to an arrest. And as always, you can remain anonymous. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 626 FM Talk 106.5. White dude with his shirt off. Well, that narrows it down. Y'all come on down to Dolphin Island this weekend. Mm-hmm.
Quite a few out there.
There's suspects everywhere. All right. Dr. Bill joins us here in just about 7 minutes with a full look at our rest of the work week weather and a peek at weekend weather ahead. But I tell you right now, we've been in this pattern here, dry, low humidity. But, I mean, it's been getting warm, 86, 87 degrees during the day. But the dry air has made it tolerable. You can actually get in the shade. And it functions correct. What did I say yesterday? Oh, yeah, this is why when I walked in yesterday back in the studio from walking out to my truck, I said, this is why summer is not a bad word mm-hmm. in some parts of the country.
Yeah.
You know, you go to like go to the upper Midwest or, Northeast, not as good, but you go out to the Rockies or something like that, and it can get to be 85 degrees or something. You're like, it's delightful at 85.
But it's a dry heat.
That's
like
right.
You said, you can step into the shade and it actually cools you down.
It
when
works.
You do that. It's strange. Colorado New Mexico is a very dry heat.
Yeah, it's similar to an oven. Mm-hmm. An oven is a dry heat, too.
Yes.
A food dehydrator is a dry heat as well. So there's only so much dry heat you can take, but it's like a blast furnace there. Mm-hmm. And listen, there's a lot of places, like you get up in the Smokies, where we like to go on vacation in the summertime, you get cooler temps, but it's not dry. It's still tolerable because
right.
it's cooler, but yeah, you get somewhere where you don't have so much humidity. If it stayed like this around here, it'd be 85, be 90, fine, but the humidity will be back. We'll find out when coming up.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Alabama state lawmakers voted in favor of a near-total abortion ban. There are no exemptions for rape or incest. The bill now goes to Governor Kay Ivey, who has not indicated if she will sign the bill into law. Supporters of the bill say their ultimate goal is to create a court case to challenge the 1973 U.S. Supreme Court decision, Roe v. Wade. New developments in the Daniela Vianne death investigation. About a week and a half ago, her car was found in Bayou Sara. A woman's remains were found inside, believed to be those of Vianne. Mobile Public Safety Director James Barber tells News 5 an initial autopsy shows no signs of trauma to the body. The cause of death is undetermined but appears to have been an accident. For the third year in a row, U.S. News & World Report names Florida the top state in the country for higher education. The rankings are based on things like the number of people holding college degrees, the cost of in-state tuition, and student debt. The state university system recently announced a 9.5% increase in the five-year graduation rate. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Are you a business owner? Have you ever considered selling your business? At some time or another, every owner must consider exit strategies and should take maximum advantage of favorable conditions. Don't wait for uncontrollable circumstances or the market to make these critical decisions for you. Transworld's mergers and acquisitions team can guide you through every step of the process. Contact Transworld of Mobile for a no-obligation consultation or visit tworld.com/mobile. Our value is maximizing your value.
This is Rona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Are you ready to join the growing trend of tooling around in a golf cart? Stop envying your friend's cart and missing out on the fun. Get over to Cart Doctor today. They'll help you find the cart that fits your budget and your lifestyle. Cart Doctor is the nation's award-winning Yamaha dealer, but also carries the largest selection of Star, Tomberlin, and the all-new budget-friendly Icon brand too. Customize and modify your cart to make it as personal as you are in their full-service cart maintenance and repair shop. Bring them your idea and they'll make it a reality. And if you're not quite ready to buy, Cart Doctor rents carts in all sizes too. Just one for short term or a whole fleet for your special event or commercial needs. So why go anywhere else? It's time. Time to enjoy the ease and versatility of a golf cart. From simple to luxurious, Tricia and Steven have exactly what you want and need. And if they don't have it, they'll get it. Visit Cart Doctor in Theodore or see all that they offer online at cartdoctor.com.
Supporters of the bill passed by the Alabama legislature last night to make performing almost all abortions a felony are looking now to Republican Governor Kay Ivey, who has not publicly said if she'll sign it. Ivey is pro-life, though. Outlawing abortion with only a few exceptions, the bill would become the most restrictive anti-abortion law in the country if she does sign it. Another threat from Iran this morning, as Iran's Minister of Defense says his country will defeat the American and Israeli alliance. This as the State Department has ordered all non-essential American staff to leave Iraq right away because of tensions with Iran. Correspondent Michelle Kaczynski checking out the reason for that.
The U.S. believes that Iran-backed militias and other Iran-backed groups could pose a threat and may be actively planning threats against U.S. assets in the region as well as U.S. allies.
On Wall Street, stock futures are in negative territory this hour. The Dow is off 62 points. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Canadian Foreign Minister Chrystia Freeland will be in Washington today to meet with the U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer and press for an end to steel and aluminum tariffs on Canada. Freeland says she expects to discuss the ratification process for the new North American Free Trade Pact. Relations with China, including China's detention of two Canadians on national security charges and U.S. tariffs on Canadian steel and aluminum imports. A Huawei executive says possible new U.S. restrictions on its market access will have little impact on the Chinese tech giant, which does most of its business outside the U.S. David Wong was responding to reports President Trump plans to bar phone carriers from using technology vendors that are deemed security risks. Huawei has spent a decade fighting U.S. accusations it facilitates Chinese spying. Crude oil down 75 cents at $61.03 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a modestly lower open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road-tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Good morning for the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center. I-10 westbound blocking the left lane inside the George Wallace Tunnel. Two vehicles involved in the accident. Officers are on the scene, already backing up traffic on the Bayway. Again, this is I-10 westbound inside the George Wallace Tunnel, as we've got wreckers called out to move these vehicles out of the roadway. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Toyota Camry with 0% financing available or $4,000 in savings. Model 2554. I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Right, 635 FM Talk 106.5, and we'll check in with Dr. Bill just one second. In addition to that, I-10 westbound Wallace Tunnel accident has traffic backed up, already backed up this morning. We have, don't know the details on the accident, but 65 northbound after the I-10 interchange, some vehicles off the side of the road. Looks like there's been an accident of some sort there. We'll get the latest update about 5 minutes from right now with Kane and the traffic department. All right, time to say good morning to Dr. Bill. Hey, Doc.
Hey, good morning, Sean.
And what a good morning it is. And yesterday, just talking about this going into the news break, I can tolerate highs up in the 80s, mid-80s, or higher 80s, or maybe even 90 when the humidity's that low. That's tolerable. I like that.
Yeah, it is really nice. And then starting out with some very cool temperatures in the morning, it really makes for a rather nice day.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be up around about 84, 85 degrees for today, but low humidity. And plenty of sunshine, and then we'll cool down nicely tonight under clear skies. Look for a low of about 62 for tomorrow morning. Some areas will most likely get into the upper 50s. And then tomorrow we continue a warm-up, getting into the upper 80s, 88 degrees, but still low humidity, and we should have plenty of sunshine. Now for the rest of the week and the weekend, Friday looks good with sunny skies, high in the mid-80s. The wind, though, will start to swing around to the south and southeast. That's going to start to bring the humidity in on Friday, but very noticeable Saturday. Be mostly sunny, more humid, and high around 85, and there's a chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm. Sunday, partly cloudy skies and more humid, and we'll likely see a few scattered thunderstorms around in the afternoon, and a high temperature in the mid-80s, and a little better chance for some thunderstorm activity on Monday.
All right. So, but until then, even though the humidity comes up, looks like a pretty good weekend to get outside. I mean, no rainouts.
Yeah, the best day, obviously, would be Saturday,
mm-hmm.
and then a little better chance for some scattered thunderstorms. But even at that, they're going to be widely scattered.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your update right here on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. If you didn't catch it a second ago, way to get your Wednesday started. Wow. So I-10 westbound Wallace Tunnel accident there has traffic backed up. And then we'll wait to hear what the situation is on 65 northbound.
Yeah, and that wreck in the Wallace Tunnel, it's blocking the left lane in there. Two vehicles involved in that wreck.
Still so getting traffic by?
I'm not sure. Kane tweeted about 11 minutes ago that it was blocking the left lane. It looks like it's at least backing traffic up pretty far. I'm not sure if you're able to get through right now, but if you do, you'll probably start moving on the right side first.
All right, good news there. And better yet, probably just take the Bankhead and come through that way. All right, 61 degrees now at FM Talk 106.5. Kelly's got her headlines next.
Where can you find the right tool for the job?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer, offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley. And like us on Facebook. A little sunshine is nice, but too much is damaging. Pro Tent Window Tinting specializes in protecting you, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films. Along with preventing sun damage, window tinting increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is visually pleasing. When your factory installed tent fails, call ProTent. With a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, ProTent has you covered. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
638 FM Talk 106.5. Mobile Mornings on this Wednesday. Sean Felton, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic, and Kelly just got our headlines.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The American Red Cross is hoping that you can help them save some lives by teaming up with Amazon. Today through June the 10th, people who donate blood or platelets will receive a $5 Amazon gift card via email. And those who donate from May 24th through May 28th will receive a t-shirt as well. The American Red Cross is hoping the extra incentive will help with their critical need for type O blood donations. According to the American Red Cross, there are are just 6 units of type O blood available for every 100,000 people, but at least 2 times that amount is needed every single day. Saying, quote, type O negative is the universal blood type and is what emergency room personnel reach for in the most serious situations when there is no time to determine a patient's blood type. And type O positive blood can be transfused to any positive blood type patient and is also critical in trauma situations. So if you want to give blood, all you need to do is be 17 years of age or older, or 16 with your parent consent, weigh at least 110 pounds, and are generally in good health. Donors can schedule their appointments by using the Blood Donor app, or you can visit redcrossblood.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Exciting news from Mobile-based company as they announce a major expansion project and job openings too. Bay Steel Corporation supplies structural material for a wide variety of industrial uses in the Southeast. On Tuesday, the company announced that they will, as a family-owned company, will invest $6.29 million as they move from the Port of Mobile to 32 acres that they own on Todd Acres Drive, which is across from the Mobile Commerce Park, a location which gives them easy access to I-10 via Rangeline Road. The company describes itself as a wholesaler of carbon steel products used in heavy fabrication, plant maintenance, shipbuilding, and other industrial work, and they do some import and export of their material as well. The company says they'll add 5 employees. New facility is expected to open in early 2020. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Oh no, we're out of coffee again. Wait, was it my turn to pick it up?
Azalea Coffee Service ensures you have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. Whether your business needs a coffee service or an upgrade from your current service, family-owned Azalea Coffee Service is proud to have served Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties for over 30 years and understand the value of customer relationships. For complete coffee, water, and vending services, call Azalea Coffee Service, 675-9178.
What is all this?
My new hobby, beach fishing.
Hand me one of those gummy, wormy thingies.
I'm not leaving until I catch something fabulous and suitable for framing.
You don't actually frame a fish, you mount a fish.
You're not the boss of me.
Let me at least put some SPF 45 on you.
I'm already covered with SPF Jack Green.
Okay, I'll bite.
SPF is my stuff protection factor.
Stuff protection.
Jack Green has been in the insurance business over 30 years, and he protects all my stuff. My luxury vehicle, Reinhold's new truck, the condo. Maybe he'll insure my catch of the day.
I don't think he covers fish.
Oh my, I've hooked something big.
I think you hooked someone.
Oh dear.
You got that liability umbrella, right?
You betcha.
It's good.
I think I'm gonna need it.
Call Jack Green today. See how much money he can save you.
And still protect all your stuff. Ask for Jack.
The Jack Green Insurance Agency in Mobile. 344-5393.
643 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along on this Wednesday morning. Telephone and text line, same numbers, 343-0106. Also, our website, fmtalk1065.com, where you can take part in the online opinion poll question, check a workday or weekday and weekend schedules. Also, you can check out the three big things, top stories of the day up there. Persian Gulf tensions unclear as threats raise the risk. Risk there, also a large wildfire in Gulf Shores. Man, I got more texts and calls about that yesterday, I think, than anything that happened in the news cycle. Even with the number one story, I got more interaction. I guess maybe, I don't know. I mean, people are like, hey, you see the smoke? Uh-huh. Look at the smoke. Here's the smoke. Yeah, hey, look at the smoke.
Turns out there's a ton of people in our listening audience that check the radar just constantly. And they say, look at all this smoke on the radar. Is
right.
There some kind of control burn going on?
And then people are getting them pictures to go along with the radar. And so that story's on there. But the number one story up, Alabama's abortion ban bill is now heading to Governor Kay Hivey for her signature as it was passed through the Senate yesterday.
25 ayes, 6 nays, 1 abstention. House Bill 314 passes.
There you go. That's the pass yesterday. It has everybody talking about the bill initially brought into the House by Representative Terry Collins. And she said this is about challenging Roe versus Wade.
My goal with this bill is not to hurt them in any way. My goal with this bill, and I think all of our goal, is to have Roe versus Wade turned over and that decision ability be able to be sent back to the states so that we can come up with our laws that address and include amendments and things that that address those issues. It's designed in every way to do just that. That's why we were trying to keep it just as it was to address the issue that Roe versus Wade was decided on, which is that baby in the womb a person? In Alabama law, it's a person. Our people in Alabama voted last fall. We believe that, and we believe that's what it's aimed at.
All right. Debate yesterday took quite a while, and a lot of people were heard on the dissenting side. Local Senator Vivian Davis Figures.
You want to make the decision for that woman that's what she has to do.
I want to make the decision for that child.
Well, Senator, you know there is no law in this country on the books that says what a man can or cannot do with his body. To take that choice away from that person who had such a traumatic act committed against them, to be left with the residue of that person, if you will, to have to bring that child into this world and be reminded of that every single day. Some people can do that. You know, some people can, but some can't.
All right. Full discussion of this, of course, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. We turn up your voice at 343-0106. We'll check headlines from News 5 next.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit IRSAllStar.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A Baldwin County deputy was injured in a crash last night. It happened around 9 o'clock at the Magnolia Speedway gas station at Highway 98 and Highway 49 in Magnolia Springs. The Baldwin County Sheriff's Office says the deputy injured his leg. The other driver received minor injuries. The cars also slammed into one of the gas pumps, knocking it over. A double shooting in Mobile. Authorities are looking for the gunman. The suspect is 38-year-old Victor Terrence. The shooting happened on Crossley Hill Drive last night around 9 o'clock. One person shot in the head but is expected to survive. Another person was shot in the abdomen and was critically injured. Despite giving out 6,900 free hepatitis A vaccines last week, the state of Florida saw an increase in new cases. The Department of Health announced 92 cases of the contagious liver disease during the week ending May 11th. It's the highest number of cases reported since the outbreak began last year. In Escambia, Okaloosa, and Santa Rosa counties, 8 or less per 100,000 people have hepatitis A. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News.
Lordy, look who's 40!
Franklin Starter and Alternator is having a birthday! Conveniently located at exit 13 off I-10. Your starter, alternator, radiator, or DC motor can be dropped off for quick and competent service. Commercial accounts can expect a prompt pickup and timely return of your repaired or replaced motor. Service on the weekends is also available if you call Franklin Starter and Alternator at 251-653-0067.
The New Orleans Pelicans win big in last night's NBA draft lottery. Golden State picks up where they left off in game one of the Western Conference Finals, and the Boston Bruins now one win away from the Stanley Cup Finals. It's 6:48 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. We lead off this morning with some great news for New Orleans Pelicans fans. Last night, with a 6% chance of winning the number one overall pick in this year's entry draft, the Pelicans' ping pong ball was drawn last, giving them that highly coveted number one overall selection.
The second pick will be made by the Memphis Grizzlies. And that means that the number one pick in the 2019 NBA draft goes to the New Orleans Pelicans.
The Pelicans are expected to draft Duke's Zion Williamson with that number one overall selection, which could give them the most wanted NBA prospect since LeBron James.
When you saw New Orleans got the number one pick, you didn't think for a second, oh, I could be in New Orleans?
It's definitely a possibility, but I mean, it's not sure until it actually happens.
Uh-huh. Have you ever been before?
Yeah, I've never been.
Memphis also defied the lottery odds. They now hold the number two selection in this year's draft. The New York Knicks will pick third, followed by the LA Lakers, who jumped from the 11th spot to number four in the draft. Phoenix Suns and Cleveland Cavaliers each were likely to earn a top three pick, but they fell to fifth and sixth place in next month's draft. In the NBA playoffs, following the draft lottery, Golden State defeated Portland 116-94.
Curry for three. It's cold. Steph Curry lighting it up.
his 8th three-pointer of the game.
Curry would go on to make 9 three-pointers and scored 36 points for the Warriors in the win. Portland was led by Damian Lillard with 19 points and C.J. McCollum with 17, but they defensively allowed Curry too much space and he made them pay for it. The Warriors now lead the Western Conference Finals 1-0, with Game 2 set for tomorrow night in Oakland. In the NHL playoffs last night, the Boston Bruins beat Carolina 2-1 in Carolina to take a commanding 3-0 lead in the Eastern Conference Final. Bruins goalie Tuukka Rask stopped 35 of 36 shots to earn the first star of the game. All three of the game's goals were scored in the second period, with Brad Marchand scoring the eventual winner on a power play.
And McAvoy eventually across the Marchand, strips to the slot of Becker, he scores! 2-0 in favor of the Bruins, a power play goal.
The Bruins now 1 win away from reaching the Stanley Cup Finals. They could clinch that spot tomorrow night in Game 4 at Carolina. In college baseball, the South Alabama Jaguars baseball team lost to Tulane 11-1. In minor league ball, the Mobile Bay Bears lost their 5th game in a row, falling to the Jackson Generals 8-7. And in the major leagues, St. Louis hit 4 home runs and crushed the Atlanta Braves 14-3. 6:51 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lagniappe Nappy Award winner for Best Burger and 2019 Lagniappe Nappy finalist for Best Burger. You can vote now through June 2nd, votenappies.com, and you'll always find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning for the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center. I-10 westbound backed up all the way to the Causeway exit. As you're traveling to the tunnel, you'll have to get to the right lane. They've got a two-vehicle accident inside the tunnel. Left lane's blocked off, and again, we've got lots of delays. Might be easier to take the Causeway into downtown. Market in the Park is back this Saturday and every Saturday from 7:30 in the morning till noon at Cathedral Square for your favorite version of a certified Alabama farmer's market. Get the details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, clear and pleasant with lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, sunny and warmer with afternoon readings in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Right, 6:53, FM Talk 106.5. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A former Alabama Revenue Commissioner arrested and charged with stealing more than $600,000. She's also charged with 26 felonies, all thanks to an elaborate check fraud scheme. 68-year-old Laura Lee Taylor, a former Washington County Revenue Commissioner and former treasurer of the Public Park and Recreation Board, handed herself in to the Washington County Jail after a grand jury indicted her on the charges. Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall's office announced that Taylor's charged with one count of first-degree theft and 9 counts of second-degree criminal possession of a forged instrument for using her position as a treasurer of the Park and Recreational Board to allegedly issue checks that were not authorized by the board, which she then deposited or cashed herself. She's also charged with 10 counts of identity theft for using a board member's name and identifying information to obtain loans in the board's name without approval of the board member or the board, and 6 counts of attempt to evade or defeat tax for failing to pay income tax on the money she stole. First-degree theft of property and identity theft are Class B felonies punishable up to 2 to 20 years in prison. Second-degree criminal possession of a forged instrument is Class C felony. It's punishable by 1 year and 1 day to 10 years in prison. An attempt to evade or defeat tax is an unclassified felony punishable up to 5 years in prison. U.S. News and World Report has a new survey out as to the best places to live in the United States, and Alabama is not receiving any kudos for our southern hospitality. We came in 49th place. The ranking looked at 80 metrics, which include economy, infrastructure, public safety, healthcare, education, crime and corrections, and the natural environment. Top 10 states were Washington State, New Hampshire, Minnesota, Utah, Vermont, Maryland, Virginia, Massachusetts, Nebraska, and Colorado. Alabama ranked 49th, beating out only Louisiana and placing just behind Mississippi. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, take that, Louisiana. 655 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Sean Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill Kane with traffic. Did you love that? Like the story about the AWOL, the former treasurer there that was accused of writing checks in the board's name and all this stuff. So the way they get you coming and going, just reason 999 just to be an honest, decent person. So they get you for fraud, mm-hmm, and forging and all those things. In addition, not paying taxes on the money you stole.
Oh, man.
I mean, that is the comedy of that. It's not brand new, but the comedy of that has always stuck with me, that they get the person. Here's the big charge for whatever, doing the crime thing. But in addition, when you got these ill-gotten dollars, you didn't then remit tax, mm-hmm, back on the money that you fraudulently obtained.
You didn't give the government back their cut.
Right, of your fraudulently obtained. So, like, maybe it wouldn't be as bad as if when you ripped off other people that you just made sure that the government got their cut of the, mm-hmm, taxes.
At least that'd be one less charge, anyway. They might find out that you stole it because you paid taxes, right, on the stolen money, but at least you wouldn't get that what's the charge for not paying taxes?
Tax evasion.
Tax evasion.
Yeah, so tax evasion. So you get popped for tax evasion. In addition to being like a fraudster and a criminal and all this, all the other different parts of it. But yeah, you stole the money, and you stole the money. You forgot to pay the government their tax money on the money that you stole from the government. Okay, I'm following that. News update on the way. Plus, we'll check in with Dr. Bill. Traffic-wise, issues I-10 westbound in the Wallace Tunnel. We'll get you the latest with traffic coming up in just a couple minutes. Y'all stay close.